I'd like to talk about the five pillars of Islam, and these are the core framework of worship and practice for every believing Muslim. The first pillar of Islam is what we refer to in Arabic as the Shahada, and that is the testimony of faith. This is what a person says and believes in to become a Muslim, and it is the statement, I bear witness that there is no God that's worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the servant and messenger of God. This is a Muslim's motto that we live by. The first half of the statement defines for us our purpose in life. Everything I do for God. Everything I do out of love and gratitude and thankfulness to Allah. I do it to please Him and to earn His reward and to protect myself from His wrath and His anger and His punishment in this life and in the hereafter. This is the intention. How do we do what God wants? How do we worship God and please Him? We need to follow Allah's guidance that He sent through the prophets and messengers. And the messenger that He has sent to us, the last and final messenger, is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So his life, his sayings, his actions, what we refer to in Arabic as his sunnah, is the guidance and the path that we choose to follow to please Allah and to be from those who are worshiping Him in the way that He wants. So this is the first pillar of Islam, and it is the declaration of faith or the testimony of faith. We believe it in our heart, we say it with our tongue, and we live in accordance with it as best we can as a covenant between us and God until the time that we die and the time that we will meet Him.